Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Senate Democrats are moving to require many property owners to offer payment plans for tenants who are late on their rent during a state of emergency. The effort has garnered support from landlords who say these kinds of agreements have helped keep people housed. Patrick McLeod is CEO at the Virginia Apartment Management Association.
We're supportive of legislation that looks at payment plans or looks at ways of doing things that are tied specifically to the state of emergency.
While he's still reviewing the current Senate proposal, he says he's on board with the time constraint. In the House, Delegate Sia Price is advocating for similar legislation as part of a broader effort to prevent evictions, but her bill does not include the state of emergency provision. She questions the idea of correlating the duration of a public health crisis with its economic aftermath.
What is the magic number of months that it would take after an emergency, quite like we are experiencing now, in order for families in Virginia to be able to be back economically strong as they were before the pandemic hit?
As they're currently written, if either bill passes with Governor Northam's approval, it would take 4 months to go into effect. I'm Kat Maudlin Jackson.